Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. A little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you regardless of what's going on in your small business. Somebody, either one of my Brain Trust members or I or both of us have talked about it or written about it or something. We've got it there that will cover whatever's on your mind, any kind of pain or opportunity that's happening with you right now. Check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Read, listen, ask questions. Diane DeRista has deposited an outstanding body of work with us in the years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our top communication experts. She's the CEO of DeRista Communications, Inc. She's the author of the revised edition. That means it's getting better and better, of a book called Knockout Presentations. Diane, tell us how we can find you online.
You can find me at www.deresta.com. That's D as in David, I, R, E, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, A.com.
All right, so check it out, folks, and find her book wherever books are sold. Diane, one of the things you've been telling me is that you think that we're letting our children down by not helping them become public speakers, learn about the concepts and the experience of speaking in public when they're in school.
Well, let me just say, as I watch how the industry and the world has changed, speaking is the new competitive weapon. You can't afford to be in a job and just do the same old stuff and succeed. And in 2004, a parent called me up in my community, asked me to work with her daughter. And at first I said, look, I work with executives. I used to be a speech therapist in the schools. I don't do that anymore. But she was so persistent, I said, okay, fine. If you can get 10 girls together, I'll do it. Well, she did. And so I developed an 8-week confidence course for these 7th grade girls, and I loved it. But what I did is I didn't dumb it down. I gave them the same things I do with adults in the business community. I videotaped them, and these girls went on to have very successful experiences.
How do you teach a 7th grade girl not to make it all about her? How do you do that?
The same way you do it with adults. You know, it's amazing. These girls were giving feedback, balanced feedback, the way that I teach adults, so professionally. Like, what went well was this. One thing you might want to fine-tune is such and such, and one way you could do that is. But what happened is it started to transfer, so when they would go back to class, they would mm-hmm. signal each other. If they were standing,
wow.
Watch your feet. You know, use your hands. So,
good for you. That's a great experience for them and for you, too.
And the schools are really not doing an adequate job of this. So we took.
You know, I took speech in college.
But
there was nothing like that in high school.
No, and not the way that I do it. So now let's fast forward 2 years later. Another parent came, and we did that again. But now I'm a member of Financial Women's Association, and there was a high school and college student who won an award in mentoring, and they had to get in front of 600 financial service professionals at their annual dinner, and they said, would you coach these girls? Well, can you imagine how frightening that is for an adult?
600?
600.
Wow.
These were women and men from J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, the top firm.
Right.
Long story short, I invested about 5 or 6 sessions with them, and they rocked the audience.
Wow.
So much so that I now have somebody from UBS who called me and said, you know, I saw how wonderful those girls were, and I'm wondering if you can coach me.
Wow.
Now, they've not come with experience. So if they can do it, anybody can do it.
So what should we do? How do we get this? How do we get our schools to focus on this? I mean, your schools are cutting, art and music and things like that because of budget constraints. How do we get them to add something?
Yeah, that's a challenge, and that's why I'm starting to look into this area, because you may not have it directly in the schools. The schools may have to hire people from the outside, experts who come in. But anything that helps, there are still debate teams, and I would recommend
right.
parents sign
a lot of, a lot of schools
up
have that. But
yeah.
a lot of kids don't, the mainstream kids don't do that. It's typically, you know, the debate attracts a certain kind of kid that and not, you know, not necessarily all the kids. One of the things that I remember, I had some really good teachers. I had a couple of teachers who one of them was an English teacher, Ms. Moore, Marilyn Moore. I'll never forget her. I like to want to give her a plug. She made us. It was an English course. It was a pre-college English course, and she made us get up in front of the class, and deliver, you know, soliloquies.
Yes.
And that was a good experience for me. So I take my hat off to her. So that would be something a lot of teachers could do, couldn't they?
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter what class they're teaching. There was one teacher who taught religion in a parochial school, and she had these kids doing 5 and 7 minute speeches.
Wow.
And I used them in my training. So I would say to teachers, find a little piece of oral communication every week, every
right.
month, and have students practice.
And parents, look for, you know, encourage your children to take those courses and find them in the schools, find the teachers who are doing that, and get your kids in those classes.
Right, or you can sign your kids up for improvisation classes and dramatics classes. Anything that gets kids up there talking and moving is going to be a good thing.
Right, exactly. Anything to get them on the stage where they're sort of exposed a little bit and they realize that the power of commanding an audience.
Right, and assembly programs. Have teachers create certain assembly programs where children have a chance to get up and introduce
right.
somebody or say something, even the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right, exactly.
Just to get that experience.
Diane, thank you so much for bringing this to us. Thanks for the good work you're doing with those young people. I'm proud of you for doing that, and we appreciate you being here. Diane DeRista, ladies and gentlemen, she's the author of Knockout Presentations. And it's DeRista.com is her website. Diane, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Got to take
Jim.
A quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.